Welcome to the Middle Kingdom. My name is Tim. Thank you for listening. This is available at www.tmleonard.com/. This is episode number 89 of the Middle Kingdom, started in China 10 years ago, if you can believe it. 10 minutes ago, yeah. 10 little clicks of the metronome. Yeah, audiobooks are a big deal, so let's do an audio story. Yeah, this is from an experience called Dr. Scary and Mrs. Marbles, Burma. Tell me a story about Burma. How long were you there? All fucking day. No, really. 5 weeks. I was the first in and the first out. Sublime. Why did you go? To grow. To experience a Montessori learning environment at an expensive private school. See how things worked. On the ground. Wander around. Scribble words. Make images. Meet the kind, curious, smiling people. Bing, 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 ding, dong, ding, dong. A private school sounds dangerous. I smell money. Cash for kids. Education is a business. Profit before people. Didn't you learn this lesson in 2008 for a year at St. Laurentia near Jakarta, when you helped fourth graders develop social and moral character with humor and curiosity? Private school, parents rule, fool. Yes, however, I needed to see Burma for myself, analyze the management objectives and system, connect with smiling people, learn, laugh, grow, glow, and flow with the go. Trust and verify. That's what I say. And you say it with clear pronunciation. Make it new, day by day. Make it new. The school had 700 kids from Montessori, 3 to 6 years young, through grade 9. That's big money. It's a numbers game. Yes, it is. Don't ask me how much. Big. Bigger than the infinite sky? Almost. The financial bean counters wore out abacuses. Click, click. They'll raise tuition next year. The Burmese managing director lived happily ever after. I love fairy tales. He hired Dr. Scary Snobson as principal 2 years ago to open the facility. He had a PhD in reports and updates. He loved organization, management, forms, protocol, procedures, paper, and administrative duties. Drone head. He recruited former Peace Corps teachers to get foreign faces and mouths in front of spoiled rich kids and parents. Marketing 101. He practiced Hathaway yoga and invested his princely salary in offshore rice paddy accounts near Burmese refugee camps bordering Thailand. He was thrilling and running scared. Did he run for fun? He ran in the tropical sun for sums. Kids in, count cash. Numbers numbed wealthy Burmese wallets. Pay here. Drop kid at classroom ABC. Minders, babysitters, educators in training will take care of them until you pick them up at 3. If you're late, we'll sell them to China. A boy is worth $3,500 in a one-child Orwellian culture. I have 2 boys, said a Burmese parent. Do I get a discount? It depends on their passing a physical with Nurse Dull, said Dr. Scary. Let me ask my passive Taiwanese wife. She's very proud of her green card. She talks like her mouth's full of marbles. She believes in acquiescence. You mean the sad-eyed, lights-on, no-one-home space cadet reactive one wearing the cheap, floppy Chinese hat? Gloria Swanson sunglasses and magic slippers, inherited from her grandmother outside the gateless gate, standing lost and forlorn Monday through Friday mornings as horrendous traffic spewed noxious hydrocarbons into faces of emotionally deprived children and struggling nanny slaves, dragging children's suitcases of books and carrying cheap, bright plastic baskets of food while parents, wearing diamond and imperial green jade jewelry necklaces yacked on cell phones, walking their kids to classrooms in the tall, gleaming metropolis of a school? Yes. Her marble mouth machine droned her official mandatory sequence. Park here. Drop off here. Parents ignored her. That's her. She's his baby. Her attention span was shorter than an apology to Burmese parents of neglected children about the hidden cost of grandiose theoretical classless plans. Read the fine print. You paid, suckers. Sounds like the blind leading the blind. Where did they meet, these educational superheroes? They mated at the Daegro Country School in Saipan. She was head babysitter. He ran a doctoral marathon between Tinian and Rota. What does she do in this improbable, profitable scheme? As little as possible. Yeah, yeah, is the bureaucratic stone face of the Macaroni Montessori Money Story program. She hired 30 female Myanmar university graduates for the Montessori program. They signed a 5-year no-option-out contract, same as teachers were required in China. She and the good doctor sold the Burmese managing director great expectations of wealth. The school paid a discounted rate of $3,500 for each teacher's training and certification program. Sublime slavery. Yeah, yeah, took her cut. Is she a certified Montessori trainer? No. She learned the methodology in Havana 10 years ago. She's not certified for anything. She's a little fish out of the water. For 3 months, the local teachers have been training from scratch. Yeah, yeah, goes through the motions. School started on May 20th. Now it's on-the-job training, learning and laughing with 20 kids, 3 teachers per class, plus 6 tedious hours on Saturday. They watch instructional videos featuring an OCD stateside teacher with 1 student, create materials, and practice lessons. They graduate next year after being certified by a real Montessori woman in the States of Confusion. Smells like a shell game. Teachers make $200 a month. The average Burmese makes $804 a year. A SIM card costs $300. Call collect. 1% of the population has internet. 26% are unemployed. 16% do not have electricity. If local teachers are late thumbing a fingerprint after 8 a.m. in the admin office, the school charges them 25 cents. Live and learn, fear school. She and Dr. Scary run and mismanage, if fear, ignorance, incompetence, and greed is management. The great educational scam machine. She reminded me of Chinese teachers in Fujian school screaming, I only want you to bring 2 things to class, your ears. Welcome to my nightmare, said Yeah Yeah. She invested her princess sums in offshore rice paddy accounts near Burmese refugee camps bothering Thailand. Why did you leave? I'd witnessed enough of the dystopian Kafka-like suffering. The teacher's apartments resembled prison cells. I've more useful things to do with my time, energy, love, and compassion. Give me a urine sample. Yeah, yeah. In her infinite wisdom, minus kindness and compassion, expected me to write a lesson plan for the kindergarten group's experience in the library. It was Friday, June 8th, at exactly 1:17 p.m. You're joking. I'd taken the geniuses to the bibliothèque for 30 minutes. They found books, sat reading, looking at pictures and staring, and sharing with friends. She wandered in and sat down. I see you brought the kids to the library. You are very observant. Where's your lesson plan for the library? You're kidding. At 3:10 p.m., I gave 7 days' notice to Dr. Scary. Here's my lesson plan. Probation is a 2-way street. Good for you. Yes, life is too short for this nonsense. I shredded the truth with the kids. I helped you. We helped each other grow. We walked slowly. We danced. We sang. We discovered sharing. We meditated. We had fun. Now it's time to ride my elephant through jungles, back to Cambodia. I left a sewing machine and umbrella on an operating table in the teacher's cell block. I departed Mandalay without delay. That's another story about creativity, independent thinking, and free choice. Thank you for listening. Until we meet again.